got a shot. They could run it, throw it, do a whole lot of things. We'll see if who comes standing tallest.
Sweeney hands off to Ethan Lemke. Touchdown, Ubley. Ethan Lemke rumbles in untouched into the end zone and keeps their hopes alive here. Now they go for two to tie it up. It's now 28, Harbor Beach, Ubley 26.
They go back to the same play they ran on first down when he ran right into the arms of Evan Smolinski. This time they get Evan Smolinski turned around, and Ethan Lemke does what he does best. He finds the end zone virtually untouched for the Bearcats, so they avoid crisis number one. They get into the end zone on fourth down, but a must-have two-point conversion. Got to have it if you're the Bearcats.
From the three-yard line, Casey Sweeney spleen the hash mark. Same backfield, same formation all night long. Hand off to Ethan Lemke at the one-yard line. And they are stopped! Harbor Beach wins! Ethan Lemke stopped at the one-yard line by number 16, Nathan Seaman. Harbor Beach wins. The Pirates in triple overtime take out the Ubley Bearcats in the ultimate backyard brawl. Harbor Beach in triple overtime stops the Ubley Bearcats on the two-point conversion. Final score, Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 26.
Wow, what a ball game comes down. How else can you have these two teams decide a winner? Let's go all the way into triple overtime and have it come down to a two-yard play on a two-point conversion. The Ubley Bearcats score on fourth down, but are stood up at the one-yard line by the Harbor Beach defensive line. And hats off to both of these teams. What a football game.
My goodness, the backyard brawl. True to its form, true to its name tonight, triple overtime. The Harbor Beach Pirates take out the Ubley Bearcats 28-26. Both teams score in the first overtime. Both teams get the two-point conversion. Second overtime results in a turnover of downs and then an interception. No scoring in the second in overtime. Harbor Beach then on two plays in the third overtime. Devin Finkel rumbles in from the two-yard line. Devin Puff runs it in for the two-point conversion. But then Ubley responds with an Ethan Lemke touchdown run on fourth down. And then they get stopped on the two-point conversion.
It just doesn't get any closer than this, Clark. The only way it gets closer is if Ubley punches it in there. We go to quadruple overtime. I mean, it doesn't get any closer if you're an Harbor Beach and Ubley fan. What a game.
What a game.
And what a performance by both of these teams. Absolutely. Probably the best football game I've seen on high school football in a long time.
And this is fantastic. Both teams shaking hands. Both you see Kendall Gentner meeting up with number five there. That would be Ethan Peruski, shaking hands, hugging it out, actually. Now Devin Puff doing the same. Colton Rosenthal's there. This is true sportsmanship. This is kind of like after game number seven in the Stanley Cup Finals. Both teams shaking things out. True respect on both sides of the ball here. But final score, Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 26 in a triple overtime thriller.
Thriller is absolutely the best word you could possibly use. What a game that we saw here. Both teams so evenly matched all game long. It's so great that this game comes down to a tightly niched. Neither team could get a two-point conversion in the regulation, and then Harbor Beach gets all of them in the overtime, two for two in the overtime. Just a tremendous effort by both teams, and hats off to the Ubley Bearcats. What a well-fought game on the road coming into your rivalry game, and Harbor Beach making that stand at the end of the game to win. What a performance.
Now we're going to listen in to PA announcer Mike Del Pierre as they'll present the district trophy as Ubley stays on the field, very respectful here. As we now listen in to Mike Del Pierre announcing the district champion Harbor Beach Pirates, the first time in five seasons. Harbor Beach comes home with some district hardware.
Number four, Caden Boynton. Number six, Luke Woodkey. Number seven, Devin Puff. Number eight, Garrison Booms. Number nine, Mason Booms. Number 12, Michael Anderson. Number 13, Mason Young. Number 16, Nathan Seaman. Number 20, Adam Kowalski. Number 24, Parker Yan. Number 25, Justin Boss. Number 26, Brent Bowery. Number 27, Josh Hussling. Number 29, Devin Finkel. Number Number 33, Zivko Sarovsky. Number 34, Elliot Seaman. Number 42, Ethan Hessling. Number 51, Kendall Gettner. Number 52, Ethan Dunn. Number 53, Ben Rogenbach. Number 54, Anthony Schweitzer. Number 56, Xavier Eisler. Number 60, Shea Banky. Number 63, Michael Paul. Number 65, Dakota Deer. Number 67, Jacob Wischlager. Number 70, Jeff Oakley. Number 71, Tristan Emmerich. Number 74, Grant Smoglinski. Number 75, Jacob Kirsch. Number 76, Evan Smoglinski. Number 77, Nathan Kane. Number 78, Thomas Marantek. And number 81, Evan Miller. Accepting the championship trophy, Coach Troy Shockey. Yeah!
Final score from Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 26. Everyone is still coming down from both sides here, trying to figure out what did we just watch. A thriller of a football game, the Backyard Brawl, the 66th edition. Results in triple overtime, and Harbor Beach victorious 28-26 in triple overtime. Dave, 8 years broadcasting, this is my first overtime game we've called.
That's a hard stat. I'm still trying to catch my breath, man. I can't believe how this game ended.
It didn't matter who won this game. Unbelievable on both sides.
I'm not going to lie. I totally expected quadruple overtime. When they punched it in for the touchdown, I said, man, the momentum's there. They're going to punch it in for a two-point conversion. We're still going to have to go a quadruple. But, wow, what an outstanding play. At some point, somebody had to break, whether it was an offense fail or a defense making a big stop. And it come down to what we expected to be the biggest point of the game. We looked back at the Harbor Beach defense. They've given up 12 points to their last four opponents, including Cassidy, Sandusky, Lakers, and Saginaw Nivelle, 12 points. So we thought before the game started it would come down to Harbor Beach's defense playing the best football of the year, and coincidentally enough, their defense stops the two-point conversion to prevent the Bearcats from forcing quadruple overtime. What a finish.
What a finish indeed. And we have to take a short break. We have to pay some bills and run some ads here. And when we return, we'll hope to catch our breath and figure out exactly what we just saw here in the past 2 hours and 45 minutes in a Division 8 district championship that, quite frankly, looked like a state championship for the entire thumb right here. Unreal. As you're listening to the WLW Sports Network, with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, Dan Banky with your call tonight, we'll have much, much more after this. Stay tuned. Your home of high school football is the WLW Sports Network. Final score, Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 26 in triple overtime. On Sports Radio 102.1.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you